Hello there, my empty-headed little hypno-slut. This is Mrs. Carissa, and I will be your hypnotic guide today as we go on an exciting adventure which is designed to make profound and permanent changes to your life, attitude, behavior, and personality. We're going to make some changes. They're changes that you've craved for a long time. So find somewhere warm and comfortable where you won't be disturbed, and we'll begin. Close your eyes and lie back now, my sweet submissive pet. Do as you're told and close your eyes. Relax and let your mind begin to go blank. That's right, let your mind start to quieten as your body relaxes and my voice and my words start to captivate your mind. Let my words sink so deep. Listen so carefully. Listen to my voice, its gentle intonations, a beautiful melody. You feel so relaxed, so peaceful, so safe lying here with me like this. I know you want to be a good girl and fall into trance for me so we can make some changes that you've desired for so long. And I'm going to make it all so easy for you because all you have to do is listen to my voice and obey my instructions. I know how much you like to obey. I know how much you like to be told what to do. It makes life so simple. You don't have to think. You just have to obey, and everything will be all right. Yes, my sweet, I know how hard you find it to take responsibility. I know how difficult it can be to make decisions. I know how you worry and fret about whether you're making the right choices. And so, I'm going to take that away. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to think for you. And all you have to do is listen to my words and think and feel what you're told to. And I'm telling you to feel so relaxed now, so happy and peaceful now, so safe, so content and open to my words and suggestions. Let my words travel deep, deep inside your little mind. Let my words overpower your thoughts and enjoy the feeling of peace it brings as you realize that you no longer have to worry about thinking or making decisions. All you have to do is lie there, listen and obey. There, that feels so much better already, doesn't it, my empty-headed, obedient pet? Just listen, let my words travel deep inside your mind, and sink down into a blissful, happy state of relaxation. It feels so good to sink down, deep down into this blissful space. It feels right. It feels natural. It feels relaxing to let me think for you. Thinking can be so tiring. Concentrating is hard work. And having opinions is confusing and troubling to you. So let me think for you. Just listen to my words. Let me make the decisions. Let me have opinions. And notice how easy it is to simply agree with and accept every word I say. So when I say that you enjoy this feeling, and my words weave their spell around you, then you realize that you do enjoy this feeling, and you want to experience it as often as possible. And when I tell you how easy it is for you to sink into a hypnotic trance, and how suggestible you can be, then you realize that this is also true. You're very susceptible to hypnosis. You find it easy to sink into trance. You're so suggestible, so easily influenced, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, when I tell you that you are a very lucky girl because you find it so easy to give up all control, you understand that you are lucky. You understand your natural submissive personality is a gift. It brings you pleasure, and you feel lucky because you understand that not everyone has such a lovely talent. And you are very talented, my sweet. You find it so easy to obey. You're so easily influenced. And you find it easy to sink deep, deep down into a lovely hypnotic trance. Sink deep now. More and more relaxed. Sinking deeper and deeper and deeper with every word I say. Let my words wash over you and run through you. The vibrations of my voice resonating throughout your mind. I'm taking you over. I'm thinking for you, controlling you, and notice what a pleasurable experience this is becoming. It feels good to submit. It feels good to do as you're told. It feels good to accept that every word I say is true and to hand over control to me. It's much easier this way. It's so much less stressful. All you have to do is be happy and obedient and blank. Let your mind go blank. No thoughts at all. Just listen to my words. Well done. See how easy it is to let go, to be free, to not have to do anything at all, but listen to my words and accept my suggestions. But now I do want you to do something for me. And this is something that you might find a little difficult, especially if you've listened this far before. In fact, if you've listened this far before, you may find this a little boring. But that's a good thing, and it shows that the hypnosis is working. The more bored you find yourself becoming by the following exercises, the more you realize that the hypnosis is working, because a mindless little bimbo like you should be bored by what you're about to do. But it's necessary, my sweet slut. So accept this, relax, and let my words sink so deep. And don't worry, we'll be talking about your favorite subject very, very soon. I want you to try super hard to obey all my instructions, even if you find it a little challenging. I want you to concentrate on my words. That's all I want you to do. I want you to actively concentrate on every word I say. Concentrate now, as well as you can. Let my words penetrate your mind. Listen to every word, every syllable, every vowel and consonant. Listen to my voice and the sound it makes as my lips shape these words. These important words that you need to concentrate on as hard as you possibly can. Well done. Concentrate hard now. Listen actively and intently, absorbing my words. Feel them entering your mind and fall under my spell. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And concentrate now as hard as you can and listen intently to every word I say. I'm now going to count down from 5 to 0, and it's so important that you concentrate on each number. Picture the numbers in your mind. Visualize me saying them. Focus all your attention on the numbers until we reach the number 0, at which point you can stop concentrating. Yes, you can relax once we reach 0. You can just relax, stop concentrating, and sink into a blissful hypnotic state. Here we go. 5. Visualize the number 5. Visualize me saying it. Concentrate as hard as you can, sweetie. And 4. Focus your mind. Focus on my words. Focus on the numbers. 3. I know it's hard, but concentrate. Picture the number. Listen to my voice. And 2. Listen actively and intently. Picture the numbers. And 1. Concentrate so hard now, as intensely as you can. Concentrate super hard now, and prepare to relax. 0. Go blank now, and sink. Go blank and sink deep, deep down. No need to concentrate. No need to think. Just go blank. Your mind is so empty. And let my words wash over you as you lie there so vacant, so empty, so dumb. It feels so good. Yes, sweetie. Notice how good it feels to listen and absorb my words. You don't have to think. You don't even need to concentrate. You don't even need to register my words. You can just lie there, eyes shut, your mind blank and empty. And let my voice wash over you as I speak directly to your subconscious mind. I know that concentrating is hard for you, and I know how much easier it is to lie there and let my words wash over you. So accept this. Accept that you don't need to think. You don't even need to register my words, because I'm talking to your subconscious mind now. And you don't have to do anything but lie there, being blank and empty, and vacant, and so open and so relaxed. Concentrating is hard. You see that now. It's much easier to be blank. It feels so much better not to think, not to concentrate, So let my words wash over you without giving any real thought at all to what I'm saying. Well done. Relax. Feel how good it feels to not think. And create an association in your mind between concentrating and feeling tired and bored. And make another association at the deepest part of your mind between not thinking and letting your mind go blank and empty and the pleasure and happiness you feel now. Make these associations now and at the deepest part of your mind. Understand that you don't like to concentrate and that you prefer not to think. It's just too hard. You want to be blank and empty and happy and done. But now, I'm going to ask you to concentrate once more as we run through a further mental exercise to help you achieve this lovely state more easily. I'm going to run you through some exercises, some very simple tasks, which any adult should be able to complete with ease. I'm going to begin with another countdown, from 20 to 0, except we're going to count down in multiples of 2. We're going to count down from 20 to 0, knocking off 2 each time. And I want you to concentrate as hard as you can on this process. I want you to visualize the number, and I want you to anticipate the next number in the sequence, and try and picture that number in your mind, just before I say the word. So if I say 20, then you will concentrate on 20. But then you will visualize the number 18. You'll try hard to do this before I have a chance to say the word 18. I want you to concentrate as hard as you can on this exercise. And then, once we reach 0, once you hear the word 0, you will go blank. Your mind will go completely blank and empty. There will be no need to think, no need to concentrate, and you will sink even deeper into a lovely hypnotic trance. You will sink so deep, and it will feel so good. And once more, the association will be formed between not thinking and feeling good. Are you ready, my flower? Are you concentrating hard? Then we will begin. 20, 18, 16, concentrate hard now. 14, anticipate the numbers. 12, 10, see the numbers in your mind's eye and concentrate. 8, 6, 4, almost there, concentrate super hard now. 2, and 0. Sink now, so deep, so blank, so happy. So much pleasure now, you don't have to think anymore. It feels so good now that you don't have to concentrate. Concentrating is too hard. You want to be blank, vacant, and empty and dumb. Let my words wash over you. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to register my words. All you have to do is lie there and drift in a lovely trance. Well done, my dumb little hypno bunny. It feels so good to relax and let my words wash over you. Let your mouth open. It doesn't matter if you look a little vacant. Just lie there, eyes shut, and let my words sink into your pretty little head, where they can be fully understood and accepted by your subconscious mind. Well done. But now it's time to concentrate once more, as we continue our easy exercises, which are designed to teach you the joy of not thinking and not concentrating on anything too hard. So focus now. Focus on my words, on the letters and syllables. I know it makes you tired, but it's important that you concentrate as we carry out this exercise, which should be very easy for anybody with at least average intelligence to complete correctly. I know it's hard, my sweet, and I know that if you've listened to this far many times before, then these exercises might seem a little hard and boring. But I want you to try, and once it's over, you can slip into this peaceful, happy, blank and empty space once more. I'm now going to count down from 40 in multiples of 4. I'd like you to concentrate as hard as you can on my words. Picture the numbers in your mind. Picture me saying the numbers and try to anticipate and visualize the next number in the sequence just before I say it. And once again, when I reach zero, you will sink deeper and deeper into a lovely hypnotic trance where you won't need to think or concentrate, and it will feel so good. Are you ready, sweetie? Then let us begin. 40, 36, 32. Concentrate hard now, as hard as you can, and visualize the next number in the sequence, which is 28. And now 24, 20. Just a few more, sweetie, so focus now. And 16, 12, 8, almost there, and 4, and 0. Sink now so deep, so blank. No need to think, no need to do anything. You're so passive and empty, vacant and happy, and it feels so good. It brings you such pleasure. So relax. Bathe in my words, enjoy this experience, and then prepare for the next exercise. Just concentrate on my words now. Focus, sweetie. Concentrate on every sound you hear, and we will be back in that special empty place very, very soon. I'm going to count down now from 80 to 0 in multiples of 8. And just like before, I want you to concentrate, visualize the numbers, and try to anticipate the next number in the sequence. Concentrate super hard and try to get more right. Focus now and let us begin. 80, 72, 64, 56. Focus now on the numbers. 48, 40, 32, nearly there. 16, almost done. 8 and 0. Sink now deeper and deeper and deeper than ever before. And feel that lovely release as you stop thinking, stop concentrating, and let my words wash over you. You don't even need to register what I'm saying. Just let the words wash over you as you lie there. And now, whilst you're in this state, we're going to carry out our final game. Except this time, you don't have to concentrate at all. I'm going to count down from 160 in multiples of 16. But this time, instead of anticipating the numbers, I want you to picture the first number that comes into your head. Yes, you don't need to say the next number in the sequence. It doesn't matter at all. So you can stay vacant and blank and happy and done. All you have to do is visualize the first number that pops into your head. I want you to get it wrong, and I want that to feel good. And I want it to build an understanding that it really doesn't matter if you get things like this wrong. It's really not important. It's just a silly game we're playing. And you don't have to prove anything at all to me. So as I say the numbers, unless you get the numbers wrong, it will seem funny and a little comical, and you might want to giggle. It will feel good to get things wrong. It will feel good to be silly. It will feel good to not have to concentrate at all. As I count down, and you get the numbers wrong, you will sink deeper and deeper with every number. And then when I reach zero, you will sink deeper than ever before into the most powerful trance you've ever known. So let us begin. 160, 64, 128, 112, 96, keep going my dumb little pet, 80, 64, it feels so good to not think, 48, nearly there now, so deep in trance, 32, so close, feel yourself sink so deep, and 16, you're feeling so good, so blank and empty, and 0, 0, 0, 0. Sink now, sweetie. Sink so deep. No need to think. No need to concentrate ever again. Feel trance overwhelm you. Feel the power of my words as they wash over you. Feel the pleasure at sinking deeper and deeper under my spell, becoming more blank and empty with every word I say. Sink down now. Open your mind. And let your unconscious mind prepare to accept every suggestion I make and every word I say. The purpose of these exercises was to teach you a fundamental truth. which will influence how you live your life from now on. That truth is that thinking and concentrating is hard and a little boring, whereas not thinking feels good and brings you pleasure. This is such an important lesson for you, and it's one that will help shape the person you are going to become. Thinking is hard. Thinking is boring. Not thinking feels so good. It feels so good to be done. This is the secret of life. So many people don't understand. They read books and go to college and study and learn, but it doesn't bring them happiness. It just brings them stress because they haven't understood a simple truth, which is that the purpose of life is to be happy. Being intelligent and thinking too hard is the greatest barrier to that that there is. Yes, sweetie, being clever stops you from being happy, and you don't want that. You don't need that. It feels so much better to be blank and empty all the time. So from now on, whenever you have to concentrate, it will trigger memories of this file, and your mind will go blank, and you won't be able to think at all. Anytime you're confronted with a problem, or something hard like maths, or numbers, or words on a page, your mind will immediately go blank. And so you avoid situations where you might have to concentrate on anything because you don't like it. That first feeling of concentrating, as your brain starts to process complex information, will be so exhausting from now on that it will just shut down. Yes, as soon as you realise you have to concentrate, as soon as you start trying to think about hard things, your brain will shut down, and you will feel blank and empty and dumb, and you will ask for help or decide to do something else. You don't like to think, you don't like to concentrate, and you realise this is the secret to happiness and fulfilment. Accept this at the very deepest part of who you are. Accept this change. Accept that trying to concentrate will make your mind go blank from now on. It will function just like a hypnotic trigger. That first realisation that something might be hard will make you go blank, so empty and dumb, and you will decide to do something else instead. Relax now. You're so blank and empty, so deep in trance. Let my words wash over you and sink into your mind, making a home there, helping you understand who you need to be and how you need to behave. Accept that thinking is hard, and accept from now on, you'll avoid conversations about politics, philosophy or science, and you'll have little ambition except to be happy, and you realise that you will never be happy if you try to be clever. It's such a struggle to be clever. It's not for you. You've learnt the greatest secret of life, and you feel so lucky. There are so many people, all stressed out and worried all the time, but you've realised that you don't have to think. You don't have to worry. You can just lead a simple and happy life of pure pleasure. It's so much more important to be happy than it is to be clever, and you understand this perfectly now. This is giving you the freedom to seek a life of pleasure. Yes, sweetie, you live for pleasure just as much as you live to please. You love to dance and drink and shop, just as much as you love the freedom of submission and to not have to worry about making decisions or thinking about hard things. You live for hedonism, which is a hard word that means a life dedicated to pleasure. And of course, the biggest pleasure of all is sex. Yes, sweetie, sex is your favourite activity. You live for sex. It brings such pleasure. It allows you to give pleasure and make people happy. This validates the life choices you have made, the arousal you feel all the time, that lovely tingle, and that desperate ache. Is simply a confirmation that you've made the right choices in life. Let my words wash over you now, my sweet little hypno slut. Relax and let my voice lull you deeper and deeper into trance. Your mind is so blank now. It's so easy for me to program you now. Because you want these changes, at the very core of your being, there is simply no resistance, and I can do to your mind what I choose. So let's take any last traces of intelligence away now. Let's fill your body and mind with a permanent and burning arousal. Let's fill your mind with thoughts of cock, and let these thoughts fill your mind all the time. Your arousal is constant, a daily reminder of what you've become, that deep yearning as you crave for cock inside you. You live to be fucked, you're just a hole. And when you're fucked, it feels like that's all you could ever be. It's as if your mind shuts down, and all you are is a hole, a cunt, a mouth. Just an empty vessel to be filled with as much cock as possible. It's always on your mind. You think of sex. Your lowered daydreams swamp you, pushing out any other thoughts. You're lost in arousal, addicted to sex. Always fantasizing, always thinking of cock. You do everything you can to make yourself attractive. Being pretty and sexy is your only interest other than cock. And even this is done with one thing in mind. You want to attract men. You want to feel the male gaze. You love the thought that you're making cock hard. It feels so good. It's all you think about. Being sexy and being fucked. Looking good and sucking cock. Feeling that longing now from so deep inside you. That ache between your legs. That yearning. That desperation that clouds your mind and shuts down any thoughts that are not to do with sex. You need it so much, sweetie. Accept this and feel it now. Feel how much you want a cock in your mouth. Feel how much you long for it. Feel how strong that desire is. And let that desperate longing become the driving force in your life. You love the taste and the texture of cock. You love his smell, his strength, his masculine power. His seed. You love to feel a cock growing at your gentle caress, or swelling in your mouth as he becomes more and more aroused. You love to submit, to be told what to do. You love it when a man takes charge. You love it when he holds you down and fucks you hard. You love to feel his cock driving into you as you squirm and moan in orgasmic pleasure. Your body convulsing, your mind so empty. You're just a fuck hole, a piece of meat. A toy to be used over and over again. Relax now. Accept this and let your arousal build. Let your arousal build as your mind shuts down. All you can think of is sex, my sweet. All you want to do is get fucked and suck cock. You love to dress up and you love to look sexy. But all of this is done with one aim. To get as much cock inside you as possible. You follow the latest fashions. You read up on beauty products. Whilst you find more advanced makeup techniques, you have a look you're proud of, and you always look your best. You love to show off your body, to expose your flesh. You love heels, and teased hair, and glossed lips. You love anything that sparkles. You love anything pink. You're such a girly girl. You're so pretty and feminine, but you are such a slut. Yes, you adore leather and lace, and latex and rubber. You love sexy lingerie, short skirts, and clingy revealing dresses. You're a nasty little slut who lives for cock. You need cock so much, it's an endless ache. You want it now, even as you listen to my words. And so, my pet, you're crafting yourself to be the perfect fuck toy. You're dumb, and submissive, and giggly, and flirtatious, and horny all the time. You'll do anything, the dirtier the better, the nastier the better. It turns you on so much. Let your sexual imagination expand. Let it take over your life. Such a lovely addiction. Your mind always clouded by arousal. So dumb for cock. It feels so good. Sink deep down now. Deeper and deeper. Let my words wash over you. Breathe deeply and slowly. Feel so passive and relaxed. So blank and empty. Feel so good. It feels right. It feels so right that your subconscious mind is happily accepting every word I say. It's profound truth which will guide your life from now on. Sink down into trance. It feels so good to be open, to be blank, to be submissive, to be ready to be changed by me, and to become a slut. Accept this now. Open to my words, and understand that from now on, being dumb doesn't just feel easier. It also turns you on. Yes, my little bimbo. The lower your intelligence sinks, the more aroused you'll become. And the arousal will make you dumber, and being dumb will make you more aroused. Such a beautiful spell we've weaved on your mind. A delicious spiral down into the life of a dumb, cock-crazed slut. Every time you feel dumb, you think about sex. And every time you think about sex, you grow dumber and dumber. It's as if the arousal sucks all the thoughts out of your brain. It's almost as if your consciousness shifts. As suddenly you're in your mouth, or in your nipples, or in your hole. Your mind is far away. You don't need to think. You don't want to think. You're becoming dumber and dumber, and hornier every single day. And you want this. You need this. It's like a magic spell. You can't stop it. You want to listen to this file over and over again. You want to grow dumber every single day. You'll find it so hard to concentrate. You'll be horny all the time. You'll understand perfectly that you've made the right choice. You've learned the secret to happiness, my sweet slut. You've learned that happiness does not come from doing complicated things, but that happiness comes instead from pleasure and giving pleasure to others. So you are devoted to sex, devoted to being a slut. You lead a life of pleasure, and you feel such a lucky girl that you've learned the secret to happiness. You've learned the secret to a fulfilled life. Well done, my slut. You should feel very proud of yourself. Things are going to be so much easier for you from now on. You have achievable ambitions now. You just want to get fucked as often as possible. Your sexual imagination is growing, and it's taking control of your mind until there's no room for anything else. Sex is your addiction, and it feels so good. You want to be dumb. You want to be a bimbo. You want to look good and get fucked over and over again. You're such a dirty slut. The feel of cum on your face, the taste, that delicious viscose liquid that coats your throat as you swallow, leaving you with the taste of the man for the rest of the day. You have so many desires, so many fantasies. You think about sex all the time. Accept this now. Let your values and motivations shift. Let the slut take over. Let her desires rule your life. You don't ever want to do anything hard again. And difficult things make you bored. So it just makes sense to avoid them, my slut. Let yourself be dumb, because that brings arousal. Such lovely arousal, and sex brings you pleasure. All you care about, apart from cocks looking sexy, because looking good gets you sex. So from a logical point of view, I know logic is not your strong point. It just makes sense that you dedicate your life to looking sexy and getting fucked. Accept this now, my slut, as you lie there, so spellbound by me, so lost in my words. Let your subconscious mind absorb every word I say. I feel happy, passive, obedient, and so suggestible. Feel more open and blank and suggestible than you've ever been before. Let that feeling open up now. That lovely feeling of anticipating my control. Feeling of anticipating change. Knowing that the changes I make to your little mind will bring you happiness in your life. Open now. No resistance at all. Accept my conditioning. Accept my words. And let them become your gospel. Let them become the foundation on which you build your future. You want to be dumb. You want to be a slut. You want to be sexy. You want to be a bimbo. You have no other ambitions and no other interests. You will always understand that the secret to happiness is pleasure, and that the greatest pleasure in life is being fucked. You will find complicated things make you tired and bored. You actively avoid anything to do with numbers. All you want is a simple life that's dedicated to pleasure. You will expand your sexual imagination, and you will become a little obsessed with your appearance. You start to stand and act just like a stereotypical bimbo, all the time. I feel happy when people notice. Do you feel euphoric, like you're walking on air? It's such a lovely spell we've woven together. Such a beautiful addiction. It will bring you so much pleasure. All you think about now is sex. You want a man in your mouth, casually using your throat as you splutter and choke. He holds your head tight, just using you like a hole. It feels so good to give up control. To have a man's cock down your throat, and a man's cock inside you. You love to feel the cock pulsing and thrusting in your tight hole. You're such a dirty, nasty slut. And it feels so good, because you know you look your sexiest when you're covered in cum. Well done, my nasty little cock toy. You've come so far, and I know how happy and aroused you must feel. Let your mind cloud over now, and let pleasure be your guide. Let your arousal lead you where you need to go in life, and forget about any silly ideas you ever had about being clever, because you're dumb, and your intelligence reduces every single day. Your IQ is becoming lower and lower every time you listen to this file, but you don't even care, because IQs are something to do with numbers, and you hate numbers, you hate maths, so I will not count you up and out of chance the way I might usually do, because I know it would just make you confused, and you want to leave this lovely hypnotic experience feeling good and happy, and so aroused. So accept you've become a cock-hungry bimbo who lives for sex, a cum slut, a whore, a nasty little fuck toy, a hole, a piece of meat. That's all you are, and that feels so very good. But I'd like you to come back to awareness now, to wake up and start to go about your day. You may feel a little woozy, you may find your mind is a little foggy. You should not drive or use machinery or anything like that until at least an hour or so after this file. But that fogginess will wear off over the course of the next hour, and you will be able to think again, but you will still be dumb. And as the fogginess wears off and your mind starts to clear, then your arousal will build. You'll feel dumber than ever and want to listen to this file again. You will crave my voice, you crave to become dumber, and you will spend as much of your life as possible listening to my words. Make yourself look pretty, broadening your sexual imagination. So let's bring you back up. Feel your conscious mind returning, waking up now, feeling more and more alert, more and more awake. A little fuzzy perhaps, but waking up now. Wake up now, bimbo. Wake up, slut. Open your eyes, stretch those pretty legs. Wake up now. Come up and out of trance and let your lust and your desire for pleasure start to flood your mind. Wake up, bimbo, and accept your new life. And feel the arousal, the ache, the longing for cock. Feel it now, the burning desire, and then start doing everything you can to become the cock-crazed, nasty little bimbo skank that you so long to be now. Goodbye, bimbo. Happy fucking.